And welcome to Albuquerque Theater Guild's weekly podcast. I'm Mike Miller, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us here, where you'll learn what's happening in performance in Albuquerque. We keep a running calendar of shows opening and closing and talk to interesting people involved in entertainment here in Albuquerque. This week, we're talking with Alice Blumenfeld with Abre Paso Flamenco about an upcoming performance at the Jewish Community Center. But before we do that, let's take a look at the calendar. Storytellers of New Mexico will be at Tortuga Gallery on April 13th. A Streetcar Named Desire is at the Vortex, continuing its run for another week through April 15th. Murder on the High Seas continues at Foul Play Dinner Cafe through the 28th at the Sheraton Albuquerque Uptown. Elite Theater and Dances production of The Jungle Book continues its run through the 14th at the North 4th Performing Arts Center. As part of the Linnell Festival of New Plays for 2018, the UNM Department of Theater and Dance's Los Dreamers, now through the 12th, are continuing. The Great Maverick Adventure of 2007 runs through the 13th, and Planeta Solitario continues through the 18th. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is at Musical Theater Southwest through the 29th. Shakespeare 505's version of Measure for Measure will be at the Ox Dog through the 29th. Opera Southwest presents Norma, continuing through the 15th. And the 49th Best Sketch Show is playing at the Black Box's Trick Lock Performance Lab through the 14th. Get in the Fridge Productions and AFE's Leadership High School present Godspell, April 13, 14, and 15 at the Desert Rose. The Book of Mormon is at Popejoy through the 15th. Then we have Tau Drumheart at Popejoy, April 20th, followed by Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, on the 23rd. Black Coffee opens at the Adobe April 13th and plays through May 6th. Steel Magnolias opens April 20th at Albuquerque Little Theater and continues through May 6th. New Mexico Young Actors will present Disney's Aladdin Jr. at the Chemo Theater April 14th and 15th. The UNM Department of Theater and Dance presents The House of Bernardo Alba April 20th, through April 29th. Glitter Girls will play at the East Mountain Center for Theater April 20th through the 29th. And the Rio Grande Players take their brand of music, comedy, and radio drama on the road. They will be at Palo Duro Senior Center on the 20th and Coronado Villa on April the 28th. Rumble Productions, Don't Pretend You're Normal, plays April 27th and 28th. Minx and Savage starts at the Vortex April 27th and will continue until May 13th. Abrazo Flamenco presents Dibujos at the Jewish Community Center April 28th. And Mother Road is doing something so magic in their secret room series that you need a secret password to find out about it. Auditions coming up include Foul Play Dinner Cafe's Murder Rides Again on April 14th at the Sheraton Albuquerque Uptown, In the Heights at the Musical Theater Southwest Black Box Space on April 14th and 15th. The Book of Will is at the Adobe April 21st and 22nd. Gumshoe Productions will audition The Big Sleep of Philip Marlowe on the 21st and 22nd, and Landmark Musicals will audition La Cage aux Folles April 20th through the 22nd. And now on to our guest, Alice Blumenfeld, who will tell us about Dibujos.
We're talking with Alice Blumenfeld today about an upcoming performance at the Jewish Community Center. The Abre Paso Flamenco presents Dibujos. Wow. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what did I just say?
What did you just say? Well, you said my name and the name of my company, which is Abre Paso Flamenco. And the work we're presenting at the JCC is called Dibujos. It's a project we actually did 7 years ago at NYU, a version of it originally, with the same accordion player. And so it's new and we've added things to it 7 years later in the JCC.
7 years later, here we are.
Yes.
Okay. What is, well, let me ask about your background first. Tell us about how you became interested and grew into flamenco and developed.
Yes. Okay. So I have always danced. Technically, I started taking dance classes when I was 3, but I would say I think I was probably born dancing. I started with ballet at a dance studio here with Karen Alwyn. And when I was in middle school, I was kind of getting bored with ballet and wanted something a little more expressive. And one of my ballet teachers also did flamenco. Her name's Benina Sanchez. And so she's the one that introduced me to flamenco. And that was that. I haven't looked back since. So I studied with Benina for a few years. I studied at the Institute here for a couple years. And then I moved to New York and started dancing professionally pretty much my first week in New York as a flamenco dancer. And then was back and forth between New York and Spain for a few years and moved back to Albuquerque a year and a half ago to start my company.
Okay. Okay.
In a nutshell. Wow.
That's pretty quick. That's a nutshell. So you started performing professionally in New York the first week. How does that work?
That's actually a great story, and one of the musicians related to that is coming for this show. So I already knew one teacher, flamenco teacher in New York, and the first week I was there, I went to take her class, and she introduced me to another friend of hers who had regular gigs. And so that woman, her name was Willa, she said, oh, well, why don't you come stop by our gig tonight, and we'll call you up at the end, and we'll see how you dance and check you out and move from there. But the guitarist for that gig forgot to call a second dancer. And I happened to live down the street, basically. So I ran home and got my flamenco stuff and I performed that night with them. And I performed pretty much every week I have ever been in New York with that group since then. And it's actually the guitarist's son is the one coming to sing for this show.
Aha.
From those gigs that I started doing.
Okay. All right. And you got, well, how did you get interested in flamenco? You wanted something more expressive. Tell me how that works. How does that allow you to be more expressive than, say, ballet?
Yeah. I think flamenco, well, you know, it has, let's see, where do I start with flamenco? It has a lot more rhythms and styles that really provide for a dancer to express any human emotion. Each style, each musical style has sort of a different tone to it, an emotional tone to it. So that just allows for a very wide range of expressions to happen. Some of the rhythms, for example, are called, there's a rhythm called alegrías, which means joy in Spanish. There's a rhythm called soledad, or soleá, which comes from the word soledad, which means loneliness in Spanish. So sometimes they're titled in conjunction with whatever emotion they express. Whereas ballet, I love ballet, and I still do ballet, although not professionally, you know, it doesn't necessarily have that intensity, or not in the same way that flamenco does. And I think especially with the live musicians and that improvisational aspect really lets you express things in the moment. Because ballet is very intense too, but in a different way.
Ballet is not as improvisational maybe?
Right.
In the moment?
So because it's flamenco is a structured improvisation with the musicians and the dancer. So that allows for things to be created in the moment, really, and in this communication between musician and dancer.
So it's like ending up in a jam session with a band, maybe.
Yes.
Is that close enough?
That's close. It's structured, but yes, Yes. It's similar to jazz in that sort of structured improvisational idea.
One will start a rhythm and play, and the other will join in. Is that how that works?
It's a little more complicated than that. Every rhythm is different. Usually there's a more specific structure for each style. And the dancer sometimes is in charge. Sometimes the dancer can speed the rhythm up or slow it down or stop the rhythm, or there's certain gestures and steps we can do that calls in the singer, lets the singer know through our body language we want them to sing a verse for us. There's other moments when the singer is in charge. So as a dancer, I don't want to do a bunch of loud footwork over the song. So I have to respect what the singer is singing and mold my dancing to that. There's moments when the guitar is in charge. So everyone involved really has to speak that same language of flamenco for it all to work.
So your company is how many dancers, how many singers, how many musicians?
So we are a project-based company, which means basically the cast and people involved changes depending on the project. So I just did a show 2 weeks ago at the NHCC with 7 dancers and 4 musicians. This is a different project. So I'm the only dancer for the Wujos, and I have a singer, a guitarist, and an accordion player.
Okay. Accordion is not, to my knowledge, and I could be well wrong, a standard flamenco instrument.
That's correct. It is not. So the inspiration for the Wujos was really my first trip to Spain and just the sounds of the streets. And I wanted to really kind of sketch through music and dance the sounds that I heard walking through the streets of Spain. And there's a lot of accordion, a lot of street musicians playing accordion. And that's really where that inspiration for me initially came from. Sam Ryder, who will be playing the accordion, is an incredibly versatile musician. I've known him for years, and he's always been a flamenco aficionado. And he has perfect pitch. He also plays keyboard, so he's able to pick up things in music very quickly. So it was very easy to work him into the flamenco musical structures with the accordion. So
wow, that's got to be a unique sound.
Yes, it definitely is.
Mm. Well, tell us a little bit about this particular project.
Right. So dibujos means like sketches or drawings. And I wanted to create in music and dance the things I felt walking through the streets of Sevilla, mainly. And so a big aspect of that was the accordion sounds that I was always hearing. And we're going to do 2 big long dance pieces. One is a tarantos, which is a rhythm that actually comes from the southeast of Spain, from the mining region of Spain. There's a whole family of songs that are from that region and part of flamenco. So I'll be dancing a tarantos. And the other big dance number I will do is a guajira, which actually came to Spain via Cuba. So it's part of another family of rhythms called cantes de ida y vuelta, songs of literally of round trip. So the Spaniards brought their music and dance to Cuba and Latin America from the time that they colonized that area onward. And then there was the influence of African music from the slave trade, which mixed with the local sounds in Latin America and Cuba. And then those were brought back to Spain and flamencoized, for lack of a better term. And so that's where that family of rhythms comes from, and that's why it's called the round trip, so to Latin America and back. And the guajira is one of those rhythms.
So the different rhythms come in from different parts of the world, different parts of the experience of the development of the dance.
Yes.
Okay. What other dance styles would be, and maybe dance styles, maybe what other family groups of music would influence flamenco style?
So you made a really good point about the different parts of the world and the regional distinctions. So even in Andalusia, in southern Spain, where flamenco really came to be, there are many regional distinctions within the same musical style. Different regions have different versions. And then, of course, the influence from the, you know, quote, new worlds that came back to Spain then. So that included music from Africa. But nowadays, because flamenco is based in improvisation, and it was always a fusion of many forms and cultures and traditions, although it is its own form, but because it formed from gathering lots of different things, it's very easy to incorporate new things into it, which is one of the reasons why it's hard, but it's not impossible to incorporate the accordion in, for example, for this show. Does that answer your question? I lost.
Yes, it does. No. Yes, it does. Okay. Actually, it. Yeah, more specifically, I was thinking you might, or might not have certain rock rhythms. You might have certain classical rhythms, or just different styles. I'm not sure how you would do a rap rhythm, but maybe.
So when I talk about the different styles, they're called palos in flamenco, and they can be different rhythms. So we have rhythms we count in 12s, we have rhythms we count in 5, we have rhythms in 4-4 time, and 3-4 time, and 6-8 time. But they're also defined by the tones on the guitar. So some are major, some are minor, some are in Phrygian mode. And then on top of that, there's also the melodies that are sung that also help define those styles. And those melodies are often tied to certain regions or individuals. So that's kind of flamenco. And then you can incorporate other sounds and genres into those flamenco palos, the flamenco styles. I personally recently have been very interested in choreographing to music that is not flamenco music. To classical music, a lot of classical contemporary music is what I've been working with, which allows for me as a choreographer who's also trained in contemporary dance, to bring in that knowledge I have from contemporary dance and break away from the structured improvisation and the flamenco structures.
It's okay. So that's sort of off on a side path here. My experience with flamenco, as I mentioned before we started, and my knowledge would probably fill a thimble. So this is as much educational for me as it is our audience. I have attended a number of flamenco shows, and while they all seem to be the same core, each performance or each project, each evening, afternoon, has been different in some fundamental way.
Mm-hmm.
That impressed me as, wait a minute, that wasn't my experience of flamenco. So what do we say to people who have never experienced flamenco?
I would say a big thing that makes that possible for every experience to be unique is, and that continues to be true for me, and I've probably seen many more flamenco shows than you have.
I would guess.
Is that flamenco really has the space for the individual performers to be themselves and to be individuals. And it's not about copying somebody else or imitating something, but it's about really expressing who you are. And that's where that structured improvisation is really key. The musical forms and structures really provide the framework, but then how you build the building around that framework is a unique experience every time, even with the same group of musicians, you know, the day before and the next day, it could be two completely different shows just because of what happens in the moment.
Okay.
Which is what one of the things that I just love about flamenco is that freedom there.
Yeah, certainly. Let's talk about that structure, the framework. You mentioned four elements earlier, if I counted right, the dancer, the guitar, the singer, and the accordion is the fourth one. But
the accordion is special in this, but usually there are four. The fourth thing is the rhythm. Usually you have someone playing palmas, the rhythmic hand claps, or the cajon, which is a percussive box drum. So there are four elements. Okay. We have this extra one, the accordion, in this show. But
all right. So how do they all fit together? What's the, I'm leading up to your dissertation thing. I mean, every one of them brings their element to the party. But there are some significant, my observation and my understanding, as limited as it is there are specific functions for each piece, and there's a, without that element, it's not really flamenco.
Right. Yes. Yes and no.
Okay.
I still struggle to define what flamenco is, especially as I've been working with other music genres as well, and I still consider myself a flamenco dancer. It's that's a constant question that I'm like, well, what is flamenco? And a lot of people, I think, would say it's a way of being. But basically, in within these traditional flamenco musical styles that we've been talking about, usually it's the guitar that really starts the rhythm and signals what, even if the musicians haven't talked beforehand, you can tell from the guitar and the way he plays the rhythm to begin with what style you're working with. And the hand claps really basically go along with that. And then, you know, if there is dance, in a piece, then it becomes really a conversation between the dancers and the musicians. So once the rhythm has been established, the dancer can enter, call the singer to sing a verse. She can wait for the singer to sing first before she gets up. And then from there, once the singer has sung a verse, let's say, she can sort of respond with footwork, or the guitarist can respond with a melody and the dancer dances to that. There's dozens and dozens of things that can happen in the moment. And basically the dancers and the musicians are all very present and aware and waiting for different cues to know what to do next from each other.
Okay, so something you just said caught my attention. Flamenco is not necessarily a dance medium.
That is correct. Sometimes it is just music.
Ah, okay. My experience is that it's a dance form, but it incorporates dance.
Yes.
And the other forms. I had learned something once upon a time that I, as I mentioned earlier, I've completely forgotten about the importance of the singer. Can you talk about that a little?
Yes. So I actually had a Fulbright grant from 2012 to 2013, and the focus of that was on the relationship of the singing, which is called the cante, and the dancing, and how those fit together. So I actually took a lot of singing classes while I was in Sevilla for that. And in the parts of a dance piece where the singer is singing, there's a lot of spaces for the dancer to respond to the singing or sort of tie things together with the singer. So the dancer really has to understand the singing. It's really essential. And the singing has so many regional distinctions too. It's very important to understand those distinctions and not just knowing the actual songs, but also understanding the culture and the place that each of those songs came from and why they're sung the way they are. You know, each town in southern Spain has special things about it, whether it's festivals or the attitudes of the people, or if it's a beach town, it's different than the mining town, just in that essential part of where they get most of their industry from and how that industry has shaped the town, and then of course the music that has come from that town. So it's extremely important as a dancer, and for guitarists as well, to understand the singing, and really know it.
Are you a singer in addition to being a dancer?
No, I am a terrible singer.
Oh, okay.
I am the worst singer ever. I think I have a theory that dancers are all frustrated singers. but I know the songs and the verses, but I do not sing them publicly.
Okay, fair enough. Sing them in the shower, maybe?
Not even that.
That's not flamenco.
Not even that.
Yeah. Okay. So this show at the JCC is the final show of their current season.
That's correct, yes.
And it is April 28th at 7:30 p.m. Only one performance?
Only one performance.
Okay. What are we likely to experience when we go to this one performance?
What I hope the audience experiences is they feel what I felt when I lived in Spain, and that they are filled with the sounds and the movements that I experienced in Spain, even for just an hour. So there will be a couple of long dance numbers. There will be a couple of musical numbers, some very traditional flamenco, and some a little more jazz and fusion flamenco based. The guitarist and the singer, I know we've talked a lot about the accordion player, the guitarist and the singer are also absolutely phenomenal musicians. The singer, Mario Rincon, is my favorite male singer in the U.S. for sure. So I'm very excited to bring him. He just has just a beautiful voice. People are just going to have to come to hear it. Mm-hmm. It's just outstanding. And he's also like family to me. So it's always fun to work with him. And the guitarist, Joaquin Gallegos, is based in Santa Fe. And he's an extremely talented flamenco guitarist. Also a very creative person. And he's done a lot of fusion as well and works with jazz musicians as well. So he also, you know, the four of us together, it's really a collaborative project. And we each bring sort of different elements to the table. So it will be a very exciting evening. We're going to do a piece called a Petanera. It'll be a musical number. And Mario has actually been doing some research about how the Petanera has ties to Jewish music and Jewish culture. So we wanted to include something directly related to Jewish culture. Flamenco and Spain, of course, has influence from Jewish culture, and the Gypsies as well, the Sephardic Jews. So there isn't Jewish influence in flamenco, but the Petanera specifically, people will have to ask Mario about that. I don't know. But he's been researching how that's tied to Jewish musical forms. So
is flamenco, is this show interactive in any way?
So we will be doing a performance about 50 minutes long, and then I believe there will be an intermission with wine and tapas available.
Oh.
And then we will have a little bit of an artist talk back where the audience can ask us questions, and we'll talk a little bit about our process of putting this together and the creative process behind it.
So our audience listening today should maybe take cue from some of the education you've given us and prepare their questions.
I guess.
All right. Well, one more time. That's April 28th at 7:30 at the JCC. We're talking with Alice Blumenfeld with Ava de Pazo Flamenco and her show Dibujos.
Yes.
Alice, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
That does it for this week's show. Join us again in the weeks to come when we will talk with other interesting people in Albuquerque's theater world. People who will share insider information about performances and maybe some backstage information here in Albuquerque. The Albuquerque Theater Guild's podcast is the place where you can keep up to date on what's playing and hear special features like performance interviews and learn a bit of insider knowledge. If you're enjoying our programs, please like us, comment, and share with your friends on other social media platforms. And until we are together again, go see some live performance art, and we'll look for you right back here next time. Thank you.